Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said only persons with a medical condition which dictates that they do not take the COVID-19 vaccine should refuse to take the vaccine. He stressed that it would be difficult for the country to return to normalcy if Vincentians continue to refuse the vaccine.
I know some of you are hesitant about taking the vaccine. I want to advise you strongly to take the vaccine. We are inflicting wounds on ourselves by not using all the scientific tools available to us. We have on the mask, we have sanitized, we do all those things. God gave the scientists the brain to devise the vaccine. There are 193 countries and the United Nations. The leaderships of every one of them support the vaccine as an important tool in the toolbox to fight COVID, to fight this pandemic. All the top medical experts and scientists so advise, including in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The only reason you shouldn't be taking the vaccine is if you have a particular medical condition which dictates that you shouldn't take it. And you get that advice from doctors who are dispassionate, not those who want to take a position one way or the other on the vaccine, but who look at you and your own circumstance. Please, otherwise, we're going to find it difficult to get the country back to normalcy. In a sense, we are victims of our own success in handling COVID. We didn't lock down, we didn't have a state of emergency, and things going along. But the United States of America now has 70% of the population vaccinated. Britain has 60% plus and rising, and so on and so forth. The nurses, the doctors, frontline workers should get vaccinated. People working at the ports, the airports, I'm advising you very strongly. This is not about Ralph. I don't have any agenda about this.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. Regionally, St. Lucian health authorities have reported 5 new cases of COVID-19 from a batch of 113 samples that were taken from June 17th to the 19th. And the Ministry of Health and Wellness in Jamaica has issued a warning about the Delta and other COVID-19 variants to Jamaicans traveling overseas. Internationally, as the COVID-19 pandemic recedes dramatically in the West, Europe is opening its doors to Americans, but the reverse is not holding true, with the United States not budging on restrictions imposed 15 months ago. Meanwhile, an annual United Nations report released on Monday said violence against children in war-torn countries soared in 2020 as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.